Dipiango. A customer is Dipiango.
Tica titica. Musa vimperera quare.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
LCCH get to work on collapsed walls at Charleston Big Market dam site. Lusaka residents bemoan lack of sensitization on the ongoing voter registration exercise. And in African news, a Madagascar military says it has seized power as president moves to safe place. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Charleston Big Market in Lusaka have appealed to Lusaka City Council to urgently work on the walls of the dumping site that recently collapsed. Traders are told Comrade News that the situation poses a serious health and a safety risk to both marketeers and customers, especially as waste continues to pile up with no proper containment. They stated that the council needs to distribute skip bins as a temporary solution to ensure proper waste disposal while the dump site is being addressed. The traders have also urged the local authority to provide security as some people are taking advantage of the lack of monitoring to dump garbage indiscriminately. A 47-year-old Chinese national of Runkai Investment in Makeni has been arrested and charged with indecent assault following allegations by a 21-year-old female employee. Zambia Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the arrest of Mr. Louis Zhongia, saying it followed a report made by Grace Nanzia of Salima Road in Matero, who alleged that she was indecently assaulted by her employer on October 8, 2025, at his residency along Chiwempunwenpu Road in Makeni. Mr. Hamonga has told Comrade News that on the day of the incident, the victim was instructed by her employer to report for work at his house, where she worked alongside colleagues until lunchtime. He narrates that the suspect later took her out for lunch before asking her to assist the maid with the household chores. The police spokesperson has explained that after sending the maid and the driver back to the warehouse, the suspect called the victim to the bedroom under the pretext of collecting a mosquito coil plate. Mr. Hamonga says the victim was shocked to find him behind her with his trousers down. He further narrates that he allegedly held her hand, pushed her onto the bed, and indecently touched her. Some Lusaka residents have expressed a disappointment over what they termed as lack of public sensitization regarding the ongoing voter registration exercise. Those spoken to by the Common Ready News crew revealed that they were unaware of the registration process, citing the absence of adverts of public announcements informing them where and how to register as voters. They added that the frequent load shedding has made it difficult to access information through radio and television, and has since called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to intensify its outreach efforts.
Sana chitema ningi kutipunji saa kupali ivivama voting ivama chan because isevena angosti zana po ya mbira kuti vintu mkuchita buwanji niku matika patu kangena olo vintu vende la patu because na kukaa kwa metu nankara isevena angoti kabena kubawona hapo lo munga mwamene kuhi na load shedding so kupeze kati na pa TV kapina wama tambisa kaya suzi wakapa wama ika pa TV kutiti tambeko tuoneko kulibe olo kapena ni kuzo pita ambo isevena angustima ono kapama punsila kutso munga hapa so my elections hii haya amba manje manje sizi wanapoya ambira sizi wanavuo chita but it is what mkondo tenga voters card but manje kangena moja shiribu anji.
Meanwhile, Joy Chimberly, a resident of Silverest, noted that although some communities have not received adequate information, residents of Silverest have been sensitized about the registration centers and procedures. Ms. Chimberly, however, urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to extend its outreach efforts across the country using megaphones to spread the message, especially in areas where residents may have limited access to electronic media.
As ma voter registration at a certain school, there's a name with the precious one pane mungachipeze from morning to 17 hours, of which I was very, very happy to see that kuno kwatu bambo pita. Though I'm not sure kuti kwatu a number it kupita, but this awareness started per 13th. The date on the decree of 13th October to 11th November. So, but finally, I was happy that today, nakumanya waku wamnevenzo.
The voter registration exercise began on 13th September 2025 and is expected to run until 11th November 2025. The initiative is aimed at updating the voters' roll ahead of the 2026 general elections. Concerned residents of Mukushi District have expressed concern over the persistent leakages from Lukanga Water and Sewerage Company pipes in the area, which are reportedly causing disruptions to road usage and water supply. The residents have since appealed to the water utility firm to urgently rectify the problem to avoid the further damage to the road network in the district. And in response, Chibefrowat Councillor Christopher Matale acknowledged the issue, stating that the efforts have been made to engage Lukanga Water regarding the matter. Mr. Mtale, however, revealed that the utility company currently lacks the necessary resources to carry out the required repairs. He assured residents that he will escalate the matter to local authorities in a bid to find alternative solutions to the ongoing problem.
Okumono kutukti, tawakwe te plani azatina wa mali sosa istapari, taya kutukti venga wamisha ishi mipaipi. Parichi, tuwala mono kutukti kuingachita relevant authority kumono kutukti venga tuwachita ingenji, kutukti venga wambirapu. Because tule kuata shote jamei, shipamuna ndo kutukti, tuwasanga paipi na iturika, pa kutubese wa wamipo.